Our debts be forgiven as we have forgiven our debtors is a very powerful one. And it is followed up right after the Lord's Prayer by Jesus explaining that if we do not forgive those who have sinned against us, neither will our Father forgive us. And it can make us think that somehow by forgiving others, we are earning our own forgiveness, or perhaps that if we fail to perfectly forgive someone, it's the unforgivable sin. And of course, we can all struggle in forgiving as perfectly as we should. But what is really going on here is the theme that Jesus lays down throughout the Sermon on the Mount, of which the Lord's Prayer is part. And that is the theme that in Christ, God is our Father. He has called us into His family. He has adopted us as His children. We are His sons and daughters. And so He is forming His life and His character, His loves, His passions, His desires within us. And the head of our household, God the Father, is one who has gone to great lengths and paid great price in order to forgive. He is not one who forgave by just waving off sins. He is one who forgave by having His Son pay the price of sins. And you think about the lengths to which He's gone and the price He's paid to forgive. This is a family of those who forgive. And we have to remember that while being forgiven is wonderful, being forgiven makes us children of God. But being forgiven doesn't make us like God, because He's not forgiven. He doesn't need to be. What makes us like God is forgiving. And that's what Jesus is saying here, is we have to be like the one who has called us into His household. He is the God who forgives, and we must be those who forgive like the Father who has called us into His family. And so when you have one called into God's family who begins to refuse to forgive, now this is not talking about us being perfect here, but this is talking about us not harboring debts against other people, not harboring bitterness against other people, not harboring animosity against other people, no matter what they have done. When somebody steadfastly refuses and hardens themselves and refuses to forgive, what they're saying through their behavior is, I do not want to be like the head of this household. I do not want to be like God. And the more persistently you say that, eventually it becomes a statement that I don't want to be part of this household. We can't be part of God's household and say that we don't want to be like God the Father, who has forgiven us. And so that is what Jesus is so beautifully capturing in this little petition. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.